This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Help me welcome to the studio Satyendra Hooja. He is a member of Charlottesville City Council, and he joins me live on the program. It's good to see you. Happy Friday.
Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me.
So what happened the other night? The Charlottesville City Council was all together on a water plan, it appeared. There was, a 5-0 vote a few months ago about how to proceed and how to approach with a unified position to the county. The county had said, no compromise, we're going to get what we want, and we're not going to compromise, we're just going to spend our time trying to change the minds of city council. Then a few weeks later, all of a sudden, three minds had been changed. Yours, David Brown, and Kristen Zekos voted the other night in a surprise vote that certainly the mayor has told us that he did not expect to change their approach. Tell us what happened.
I don't think there's a major change in approach. Basically, we adopted unanimously a plan for water in September, but some things have happened since then. For example, when we filed the plan, we didn't know the Department of Environmental Quality will not approve the plan with 13 feet dam, but it does not provide enough water. We did not know that. Secondly, we realize after that, the University of Virginia is also going to grow, and they're going to double their water needs from 1.5 million to 3.1 million per day. That is a 100% jump, and that we did not know in September either. With those two causes, we realized that we needed to change some parts of the plan. Most of the plan is still the same. We still are having dredging, conservation, but we are suggesting that Ragged Mountain Dam be now at least 30 feet high. And if we need to do that more than that, which we hope we won't need to, it could go to 42 feet, but council has adopted 30 feet high dam. It should provide enough water for people in the community, as well as the rivers, Mormon Rivers and Ravana River.
We're talking with Satyendra Hooja, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070 is the phone number. Let me ask you to put on the headphones really quick, and we have a caller. Richard Lloyd is on the program, who has been, of course, an advocate for dredging and the so-called Norris Plan, and involved with Citizens for a Sustainable Water Supply Plan. And he joins us. Richard, thank you for your call. You go right ahead.
Yes, I was calling. There was a letter that was written from the DEQ to Mayor Norris and to Ann Malik, and it was presented at the last four boards meeting, and Mr. Hoosier was given a copy of it. And he's referring to that, saying that the DEQ says that the Norris plan will not work. And I was going to ask Mr. Hoosier if he knew the background of that letter and that there was considerable misinformation on the information given to the DEQ that was reflected in that letter, and whether he had had anyone interpret what the DEQ had actually said there, and if so, who had told him that it would not work, because the DEQ did not say that within the letter.
Well, I don't quite agree with you. I think DEQ did say very clearly that under the current assumptions, the water, we need more water than what we could provide with 13 feet.
Mr. Hoosier, I'm in the car. I do not have a copy to read from, but the DEQ said that under the flow conditions of the permitted plan, which were devised for a 45-foot dam, that the 13-foot would not, but that they could look at the permit flow regimes again and determine whether it would be acceptable or not.
Richard, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. We got a line open at 977-1070. That was my understanding as well, that the DEQ, because Dave Norris has mentioned that many times on this program, that the DEQ has never said you have to do the plan that you agreed to in 2006, but if you want to do something new, we're going to have to repermit it and take a look at the numbers, but we're open to that.
Well, you can change the plan anytime you want to change the plan, but you need to meet certain basic water requirements. As you know, water is one of the most fundamental needs of the human beings. people before us plan for our water supplies, which we are benefiting from. And we need to do likewise for the future generation. And the water demand, what says between 18.4 to 18.7 million gallons per day, cannot be met by the 13-foot dam.
We're talking with Satyendra Ahuja. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. Give us a call if you have a comment or a question. We'll go to Frank in Charlottesville. Frank, thank you so much for your call. You're on with Mr. Ahuja. Go right ahead.
Thank you very much, Colin. Mr. Ahuja, I don't always agree with you on everything you do, but and not necessarily agreeing with you this time, but you are elected to do what you think is best and take a stance, and you did that. And I think that's what we should ask from an elected official, and I applaud the other two people that did that. Whether or not we agree with you or not, we can make that known next time you're up for election. But I appreciate you taking a stance, and at least everybody's not in lockstep on the council, and I think that's refreshing. And I thank you, and I'll take any comments you might have off the air. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. We appreciate you joining the program. Always look forward to your calls. Have a terrific weekend. We got a line open, 977-1070.
And thank you for your call. And we may not agree on this time, but I think if you will read our comments as to why we needed to change, you may agree with us.
So where does this put dredging? Where does this? Dave Norris has said with the plan that was now adopted by City Council as of just a few nights ago in the 3-2 vote, that this sort of obviates the need to dredge for water supply.
No, I don't agree with that at all. We still need to do dredging. It is part of the idea that we will get a special permit for that dredging so that we can do the dredging.
So you would still like to see Ravana move forward with the RFP to bring in the dredgers, bring in their requests, their proposals for dredging, specifically the South Fork for water supply, not for boating or recreation, but to add to the supply of water?
Yes, I think we do need to proceed with the request for proposal so that we can find out what it will cost to do the dredging and then actually do it. Because there are two kinds of dredging we need to do. One is the maintenance dredging to maintain the supply in the reservoir, and also to restore some of the capacity. As you may or may not know, that in the last 50 years, the reservoir has lost 22% of its capacity because of silt, and we need to take that out.
Yeah, and as many people have pointed out before, that silt is money. That silt is black gold.
We can turn
around and sell that on the marketplace.
Yes, and we hope that there will be a market for that silt.
Yeah. We're talking with Satyendra Ahuja. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. It's 417. Dee Dee Smith is on the line, of course, a frequent guest on this program, an advocate with Citizens for a Sustainable Water Supply Plan. Dee Dee, you're on with Mr. Ahuja. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hello. Hello, Ahuja. How are you? I have one question and then one comment. Mr. Ahuja, would like to know who told you that the DEQ letter said we could not, they would not permit 13 feet plus dredging, because it has been refuted many times. And so I'm just curious where you are getting that information, from whom you are getting it. And my comment, too, is about the UVA growth. You mentioned they say they're going to go from 1.5 million gallons to 3. This is 1.5 million gallons of 9.5 million gallons projected growth. How does this even begin to impact the current plan? And let's face it, the current plan also already had UVA growth in it. And what part of that 1.5 is added on to what they already planned? But I would really appreciate the answer to the question about the DEQ permit. Where are you getting your information about that?
Dee Dee, thank you for the call. Did someone with DEQ tell you that, or is that your interpretation of the letter or in discussion with others about the letter?
First of all, the letter itself says that it will not be adequate water for rivers as well as for supply. And my understanding is that our staff also has talked to DEQ people, and they also told us likewise.
So you're saying that DEQ actually told staff that they would not permit 13 feet plus dredging?
My understanding is that they told that it is not adequate water for the plan.
But they would. Did DEQ ever say that they would not permit a plan that included 13-foot rise plus dredging?
This is what
I think the answer to that is no. They never said that.
Well,
and in
know.
Fact, Dave Norris has made this point many, many times, and Dave Norris has talked to the DEQ.
Well, city staff has also talked to the DEQ.
Well, I would like to know who on staff has said that the DEQ would not permit 13 feet plus dredging. But let's talk about UVA. What part of 1.5 million gallons is above and beyond what was already planned for?
Well, what was planned was 1.5 million. My understanding is now that their needs are 3.1 million, which is more than double than what was originally planned. And it is because of the new growth of students and students and faculty and staff.
They are saying now it's what part of the additional 1.5 million was not already incorporated into the plan?
So I think Dee Dee's saying that the additional water that you're saying UVA is going to need is already factored into the plan. Is that right, Dee Dee?
Almost all of it is. There might be a little bit. And we're talking about a plan that already is planning for an additional 9.5 million. So how can we say that this anticipated growth of UVA is really even going to make a dent in
million increase from 1.5 to 3.1 is another 1.6 million gallon, which is a pretty good part of 9 million gallon needed.
You think it's a pretty big part of it?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, and let's remember that it's not 1.5 out of 9.5. It's at most 0.5. So the point is that the UVA is being used as a tool, but in fact is just not a big player in this projection.
It is
of
a very big
growth.
Player, as you may know yourself, I think. 31% of the city's water is used by UVA, so it is a big player. It's not a small player.
Well, I will let somebody else take a turn, but thank you, Mr. Hooja. Appreciate you answering my questions.
Dee Dee, thank you so much for the call. We have a line open at 977-1070. We're talking with Satyendra Hooja, a member of City Council and a longtime public servant here in our community, decades of public service, and was a member of the vote of three just the other night that changed the city's position on the water supply plan. Let me ask you this. You clearly knew that vote was coming because you had a prepared statement. Dave Norris was on the program yesterday and said he had no idea the vote was coming. Give us sort of the backstory to that. When did you know that you were going to be going in that evening and that there would be a vote, there would be a motion?
Well, there was a meeting before City Council discussed the old dam and its expansion, and then we talked about it that we were going to discuss and finalize the decision in the next meeting. And the next meeting was January the 18th. And as far as my understanding is that it was quite obvious that we're going to take some kind of action. We're not going to be able to talk about it for the rest of our lives. And my also understanding is that Kristen Sekos did talk to Mr. Norris.
Before that meeting?
Yes.
So did you and David Brown and Kristen Sekos, which all voted together, did y'all talk before that meeting? Did you all three sort of know going in that you were going to vote this way, that the proposal would be X and that a vote would be called for?
We didn't know the exact details of it, but we did talk about possibilities, and there are a number of alternatives we explored.
Yeah. And
that alternative was discussed with Mr. Norris also, my understanding is from Sekos.
Yeah. But you didn't talk to Dave Norris, the mayor, before that meeting. But,
no, I didn't.
Okay. Because
I'm not sure how the mayor was surprised, because we, at the last meeting before that, we clearly indicated that we're going to discuss this matter again on coming in January 18th.
Yeah.
What do you think we're going to discuss the meeting if we're not going to do anything?
But a vote was not on the agenda that night. I guess that's what I'm getting at. There was.
Why was it not an agenda? We don't. Every time there's an agenda item, it doesn't say that you're going to vote or not vote.
Right. You can make a motion any time. You're exactly right.
It's an agenda.
Did the members of the Board of Supervisors know there would be a vote that night? Did they know?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
So you didn't discuss that with them before that meeting?
No, sir. I didn't.
We're talking with Satyendra Hooja. It's 424. We've got time for one more call at 977-1070. And I want to give you an opportunity, if there's anything else you wanted to, just to shed light on your thinking going into that meeting and the, just the water supply in general.
Well, you should realize that, and I think the public should realize also, that water is one of the basic needs. And our projections for water are for 50 years, not just for 1 or 2 years. And it is the projections are based very conservatively on 109 gallons per capita, which is much lower than what usually other localities have done. So we are hoping that there will be conservation, there will be dredging, and there will be addition to the dam.
Let's go to George. He is in Charlottesville. George, thank you for your call. Happy Friday. You go right ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I wanted to say I'd like to commend Mr. Hooja and Mr. Brown and Ms. Zekos for having the foresight to provide our community with the one thing we can't live without, which is water, as did the citizens 50 years ago who built the first reservoir and, you know, in 60 years before that when they built the original one. But I think it was a very, very wise move, and I'm very, very pleased with it and want to give him my support.
Thank you.
George, okay. Thank you very much for your call. Have a terrific weekend. Mr. Hooja, thank you for stopping by and spending some time with us, and we'll look forward to having you on the program again soon.
Thank you for this opportunity, and I hope this will clarify some of the concerns citizens might have.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.